Fani, Salofa Lava, Malo Soifu, Malelangi Mama, Kia Orana, Malo Elelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mel, Mai Teama, Emomo Lava Viki, Petitato Tamana Italangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manaka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Te olo ma te malo e ku mau e ki tātou Tau ka tino e mi tātou tau mohaina bēnei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pacifica families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for Pacifica people and for those who are serving our Pacifica population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Maloni.
Te ama. Welcome to our beautiful listeners. This is Whalefanga Malo Mele Mele Puka, and I am your producer and host for today with your beautiful lady who is our technician, that is Catherine Henry. And also we have another beautiful support here with us right in the studio, Josiana Henry. And before we continue on, as we normally do, we'll start with the word of prayer. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we give thanks to you today. We bless your name together. You alone, our good and your steadfast love, endures forever. Your faithfulness endures from generation to generation. As we gather together today, fill our minds and our mouths with praise to you. Guard our thoughts and our hearts that we may glorify you in every aspect of our lives. You are the name above all other names, the King above all other kings. Blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and strength be unto you, our God, forever and ever, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Te Ama Pacifica Community Radio Health Program. We are here to support and promote the importance of not only health awareness, but also other aspects that help to positively shape our lives, such as education, life skills, and so forth. We are dedicated that Te Ama Pacifica Health will inform and inspire our listeners about real matters and challenges happening within our community. Te Ama Pacifica Health Radio Show, every Tuesday, 11:35 a.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or if you missed the broadcast, listens for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health/player. So we have arrived at this interesting time of the week, which is Talanoa, with regards to the like minds messages or information to be shared with you, our community and our beautiful listeners especially. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your participants. And yeah, it's a little bit cold this morning, but praise God that, you know, around the whole world a lot of people didn't wake up, but we are here right now talking to you. And just a pity that we cannot see you, and hopefully that you are curling up with nice warm blankets, maybe a warm cup of tea or Milo. Otherwise, if you're in the car, yeah, keep warm and drive safe. And yeah, before I go on to sharing the like minds, anti-stigma discrimination with regards to encountering mental illness, we'd like to share with you today's devotional, and it's called Kiwis. An amazing fact: one of the strangest creatures in the world is a flightless bird found only in New Zealand called the kiwi. The kiwi is the smallest member of the ratted family, which includes the outrich and emus. It is unique in several respects. For one thing, it is the only bird in the world that has its nostrils at the end of its beak, which is about one-third of the body length. The kiwi literally sniffs out its food by plunging its long beak below the surface. They also have excellent hearing that can even detect a worm wiggling underground. Kiwis live as monogamous couples, with the bigger female dominating the male, who may do most of the incubating of the eggs. And the eggs are huge. The female kiwi has one of the largest egg-to-body weight ratios of any bird. The mature egg averages 20% of the female's body weight, compared to 2% for an ostrich. A 5-pound kiwi lays an egg that weighs just over a pound, a record in the bird kingdom. That would be like a 100-pound woman giving birth to a 20-pound baby. And the eggs take an exceedingly long time to hatch, up to 80 days. Whereas a chicken egg only takes 21 days. Kiwis are often confused for mammals. For one thing, it has wings but cannot fly. Its loose feathers have a hair-like appearance. Its long whiskers, plus the fact that it burrows in the ground, all contribute to the confusion. Some think it's strange that New Zealanders like to call themselves Kiwis, and have made the image of this bizarre bird a national emblem on their money, stamps, and coins. The Bible teaches that Christians are called to be a peculiar people, but does that mean that we are commanded to be wacky or weird? Of course not. It means that we are special to the Lord. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. That's found in Exodus 19, verse 5. To those outside the family circle, we might seem strange, but to the Lord, we are uniquely loved, just like the kiwi. I have a Bible text for you, and it's found in 1 Peter 2, verse 9. It says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." And thank you for listening, and we'll be right back.
Sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit.
Rama, and welcome back. Of course, this is the special time of the week with regards to Talanoa with Te Ama. And Te Ama is all about like minds, like mine. And Stigma and Discrimination Program has been running in New Zealand since 1997. We aim to investigate the nature and degree of anticipated and experienced discrimination reported by people with mental illness and their views on whether the campaign was contributing to reductions in stigma and discrimination. Questionnaires were sent to randomly selected people who were representative of those who had recently used mental health services in New Zealand. The measure used was the modified discrimination and stigma scale, adding questions on the effect of like minds, like mine, and also assessing overall changes in discrimination in the previous 5 years. Results: a total of 1,135 participants completed the questionnaire. This included 225 Māori, 196 Pacific, and 152 Asian persons. Over half of all participants reported improvement in discrimination over the previous 5 years, and 48% thought that the Like Minds, Like Mine program had assisted in reducing discrimination moderately or a lot. Nevertheless, a clear majority, 89%, reported experiencing at least a little unfair treatment in the previous 12 months due to their mental health problems. The primary source of both positive and negative discrimination was the family. Many 57% participants has concealed or hidden their mental health problems from others, and 33% had stopped themselves from applying for work because they anticipated discrimination. Family, friends, and social life were the most common areas of discrimination reported by the participants. However, many believed the overall level of discrimination had reduced over the previous 5 years. Overall, these results characterize the nature of stigma and discrimination anticipated and experienced by people with mental health problems, and indicates modest but clear and positive recent progress in their reduction. Like Minds, Like Mine is a program to increase social inclusion and reduce stigma and discrimination for people with experience of mental illness.
I
Welcome back, Te Ama Pacifica Health. Praise the Lord, I can actually see the sun shining. I can see from the studio through the window. And it's quite calm, actually. Hopefully that my washing will be dry by the time I get home. So coming back to our program with the Like Minds Like Mine, which is a program to increase social inclusion and reduce stigma and discrimination for people with experience of mental illness. So I'm just going to have a little talanoa with Te Ama technician with regards to information that we've been sending out. And so, yeah, hi and hello, Catherine.
Hello. Good morning to you all.
You're looking so very specialized in what you do with being a technician on your panel. I can see you there. Wow. How are things for you?
Oh, it's good. It's good. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. Amen. And so we've been coming here like every week, every Tuesday to give out information with regard to the Like Minds, Like Minds program is about increase social inclusion and reduce stigma and discrimination for people with experience of mental illness. We have been singing this song for quite some time here in New Zealand especially, but at the same time, we actually get feedback, you know, from overseas as far as America, Australia, the Pacific Islands, really appreciating the fact that they can hear this through internet, is that right? Because we do have a website. So far, how have you seen or even yourself learning and understanding about this information that we're giving out to try and fight against, you know, the stigma, discrimination for people with experience of mental illness? Because a lot of them have actually not able to go out and find work or because they've been discriminated. Yeah, and yet we are trying to promote here to increase social inclusion. And it's up to us as the community to actually include these people. We all suffer some kind of health issues. Yeah, so what have been your experience with regards during this time of Like Minds, Talanoa?
Yeah, well, with the experience that I have, I find that it's actually working. There's a lot of positiveness that's been happening, you know, to those that, you know, who can relate to mental illness and all of that, getting out there. Just recently, we had provided some breakfast, you know, towards the community and had these children's, you know, during the school holidays that took part, and we were able to share with them and issue out the Te Ama t-shirts, and yeah, just teaching them, you know, giving them the insight on, you know, how to love, how to accept one another, to appreciate one another, you know, because health, you know, mental health comes in all ages as well, you know. Even our little children will go through sometimes of feeling insecure and all of that, but it was good to educate them, and it was a great experience, and they were really happy, you know, and to go back home and to share with their parents. So I see a lot of positiveness on what we've been doing and helping the community out there to have that understanding. It's been great.
Yeah, thank you. And what were the age group of these children you're talking about?
Oh, probably from the age of 7 to maybe 12, 12 years, yeah.
And I believe these children, during the school holidays, that their parents are working.
Yeah.
And so this Manurewa Community Leisure Centre provided this service, which is awesome.
Yeah, so it was a really great, you know, experience to, you know, take part of, and, you know, yeah, and it was beautiful, you know, just to see the children and interact with them and to share. So, yeah, out of it was a great outcome, positive.
That's the word, share, because that's what this program is all about, is including, you know, everyone in this program. And that's what we need to get the message to get out to our community, is as a community, what can we do, you know, with regards to bringing all these people together and people with experience of mental illness. Like I was sharing before, you know, everything begins in the mind. And so, therefore, we all suffer some kind of mental health issues. So I get stressed, I get very stressed, so I'm learning not to get stressed because it's not actually good. It's up to me.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
whether I should allow it to be stressed, it's depending on the situation. And I've actually learned during this program that, I don't have to get stressed, you know, I don't have to get angry.
Because sometimes we kind of overthink things when it's just too small. You know, it's only a small thing, but we exaggerate over things, overthink, and then we allow that stressedness in our lives to come. But, yes, I've definitely grown, you know, through this, you know, so, it's been good.
And also understanding the meaning of the word depression, you know, like, yes, of course, you know, we have things in our families like losing loved ones and all that. You do get feel sad and, you know, about, and it's part of life that we will leave this world, right?
Yeah.
But when it hits us, it's like, when I thought, we all prepared and ready. Like, I've lost my mom, I've lost my dad, I've lost my sister, two sisters and two brothers, you know, and I thought, you know, like, how do I handle this?
Yeah.
But you know what? I praise God because He's in my life.
Amen.
You know, and so I thought, wow, having this relationship with God, I don't have to, you know, carry all these burdens because, you know, we are...
That's right. He says, cast your burdens upon me. He's the Prince of Peace, you know. So, it's been great. Yeah. We all go through those emotional issues, you know, at times and when it hits us. But most importantly, you know, it's really getting out there, having, being able to talk and having families, you know, to share that you're not alone. Yeah, you have Jesus Christ and, you know, there's always someone there that can also uplift you. That's important because, yeah, we all go through it.
And that's what I've learned. You know, when I lost my dad, not realizing about this program, the Like Minds, Like Minds, when I lost my dad, it's like the whole world, you know, my whole world just gone collapse. I need my dad. I need my dad. Mm. You know, and I didn't realize that actually dad will die. He will pass away. I should have been saying, I need God.
Yes.
I need God in my life, you know. And that's when I learned after 2 years, you know, of actually feeling sad, losing my dad, I didn't know that I didn't need to go through that.
Yeah.
And then when I met Jesus, you know, and surrendered and gave him my, everything changed for me.
Yes.
You know, that peace, inner peace in my heart and getting to know God. And I'm still learning.
Yes.
I want to know, you know what? I actually want to see him face to face.
Amen. Yeah. So each day we are learning.
Yeah.
You know, we are growing each day. Because I can relate to you, you know, Fale, because I lost my husband over 5 years ago and I felt that loneliness and, you know, wanted to isolate myself from the world. But once I surrender myself to the Lord, you know, then things change and I appreciate life even more and I'm at peace, you know, with the passing of my late husband, and and I'm looking forward to that day when Jesus Christ comes.
I've learned now, you know, so I just give it over to Jesus.
Yes.
And I say, that's your problem, you can deal with that. So I can move on in life, you know, and just keep smiling.
That's right, you know? That's right, keep moving forward.
So I love that life now with regards to don't get stressed, you know.
Yes.
And so I love to say that to people. I said, no stress, no stress.
Yeah, okay? Keep smiling.
Keep smiling. It's okay. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. And they look, why are you smiling? I said, because God loves me.
That's right.
You know? And he woke me up this morning. Do you know how many people didn't wake up?
Yes.
Like, around the whole world.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't wake up. And tonight will be somebody's last good night.
That's right. And we never know when it could be ours. So that's why we're so grateful when we are blessed to bear witness to another day. So all praise to our Heavenly Father.
Yeah. You know, even people, they say they don't believe God, you know, atheists or whether you believe him or not, he created all human beings in his image.
That's
and
right.
He loves every single one of us, you know, this whole world. You know why? Because in the Bible, they say, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So
Amen.
He said, for God so loved the world that the world, it didn't say for God so loved just Fale or, you know, you.
That's right.
You know, it said for the whole world that whosoever believeth in him. So there's no room for depression, right?
That's right. That's right. Despite our imperfections in ourselves, what we say that we have, but God loves us regardless, you know.
Just unique, hey?
Yeah,
there's only
each
one,
and every one of
Catherine,
us.
That just you, unique, just like
and
you.
And one only Fale.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Oh, amen, praise the Lord. You know, and so that's why every breath, you know, praise the Lord. You know,
praise the Lord.
We
Amen.
Should be praising
Thank
Him
you,
more.
Jesus.
And, you know, living life and another day. Look, it's 20 past 12 and our time in the radio is almost over. So, you know, to all our beautiful listeners, you know, we thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for all the feedback that you give over the internet. And,
thank you.
You know, with our program, giving your feedback, you know, it is just such a blessing. And so we also want to bless you and, you know, and give you peace, and God will take care and keep you safe in everything that you do, in all that you give others. You know, giving is a beautiful thing to have. Selfishness is not a nice thing. I try and teach my grandchildren, you know, this generation is very different. I say, you need to love one another. You need to share. You need to, you know, help each other and support each other and love each other. Life is too short. Don't you think so? Our beautiful listeners, Te Ama Radio, life is too short. And like we say, tonight will be somebody's last good night. So come on, you know, let's get ourselves ready and prepared to depart. That's just life. For some older folks, like my parents, have already gone to sleep in the grave and are waiting for Jesus' second coming. He is coming. And let's look around, look at the coronavirus around the whole world. And people are going through vaccinated. Some people are so scared, nervous, they don't want to go through this. And, well, it's something that we all need to think and pray about it and ask God, because He is the one that actually protects us, and He is the one that created us. So trust Him and believe Him.
He's you know. Waiting for you to call upon Him. Mm-hmm. He's waiting for you.
And so we have actually come to the end of our radio program today. And before I go off air, I just want to say God bless you all and give you good health, and remain happy and safe. And I will just say a closing word of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, we are so grateful and so blessed to know that you are our Father. We thank you for your Son Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for this program that have reached and touched somebody, even one person who has been looking for answers, Lord. May you bless them mightily, whoever that may be, and all the listeners, Father. Thank you for this way of getting messages out. And until we come back again next week for Te Ama Radio Health Program, and all glory to you. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen.
Sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing story, and some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeemer.